The whooping cranes spend their winter in Texas foraging for their favorite foods, blue crabs and wolfberries. Environmentalists with a group called the Aransas Project say there won't be enough food available. Jim Blackburn is the attorney representing the Aransas Project. They're suing the state for not allowing enough fresh water to flow into the marshes where the cranes live.
We believe the rivers are currently overallocated and that basically little to no flow is reaching the San Antonio Bay system during times of drought.
Blackburn says 23 cranes died during the 2008 drought. The Aransas Project believes those deaths were caused because the bays were too salty. Too much water was being drawn from the rivers so that not enough fresh water was making it to the coast.
The state of Texas is causing harm by changing the habitat, by changing the availability of food, and ultimately by causing the death of these whooping cranes by the way it manages the water inflows on the Guadalupe and San Antonio River systems.
But officials with the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority aren't buying that argument. Only 4 crane carcasses were ever found. Blackburn says the other 19 were probably eaten, but Lamariel Smith says necropsies done on the 4 carcasses show they didn't die from starvation. Smith is a communications officer with the GBRA, which manages the water supply for the basin. She says a Texas A&M study also shows the cranes don't just eat blue crabs.
In times of drought, sometimes they may have to scourge a little further out, but they are quite capable of maintaining their diet with other options.
The Aransas Project wants the state to give environmental flows more weight when it oversees water management for rivers. But Smith says that's hard to balance.
As a steward of these water resources, we have not just the interest of the whooping crane, not just the interest of business, not just the interest. I mean, we're trying to steward the water resources for the benefit of the entire basin.
Texas is currently reviewing environmental flows in the state's river systems as it considers a long-term water plan. The GBRA says the Aransas Project should wait to see how that process works out. That won't come for at least a year. Meantime, environmentalists argue that Texas must incorporate endangered species protection and habitat as it considers its long-term water management. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.